Just one verse. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. We've been learning how God's never taken unawares. He knows the end from the beginning. He knew what would happen at the cross, and he planned everything so that there'd be salvation available, that we'd be able to enjoy the wonderful peace of knowing that we have a Saviour and we have a home waiting for us in glory. But that there would be terrible times coming was predicted again and again in Scripture. The verse prior to the one I wanted to focus on says, wicked men and juggling impostors shall advance in evil. It will happen, and we've seen it happen. But then, verse 14, but thou, that's Timothy, abide in those things which thou hast learned, and of which thou hast been fully persuaded. In Luke 24, those two disciples, they didn't know it was the Lord yet. But they said, abide with us. Now we know it's the Lord, and we pray, don't we, that he would abide with us. And he promises to. He says he's with us right to the end. What a Saviour. Here, Timothy's asked to abide. We don't know the coming days, what the Lord has planned for each one of us.
Yeah.
But we are encouraged to stay. Mm. We've been reminded about being stayed on the Lord. And the Lord would have us to abide in the truth. It says, abide in those things which thou hast learned. That's in contradiction to bringing in something novel or different. Sticking to what God said, which, because if it's true, it's always true. So we can trust the Scriptures. Doesn't Amen. Matter how long ago they were written. God wrote them, and they're still applicable. We see people all around claiming that the Bible's irrelevant. And just because lots of people say it, that doesn't make it true. We have a Saviour who, he quoted the Bible. He quoted the Bible even against the devil. And he said that heaven and earth might pass away, but not one jot or tittle of what he said would pass away. We can absolutely rely on what God's given us, but Amen. That means ongoing. The word endure in Scripture, the Greek idea is to stay or remain under whatever comes your way. Now, what could come our way in the way of testing, it might be the world, which is always hostile. Think how it was towards the Lord. The religious world, we're always trying to catch him out. And then there's the flesh. That in me that's dreadful, which needs to be reckoned as dead and crucified. And the devil, he wants to spoil the things of God. If he sees a Christian going on well, he will want to cause trouble. But we can also have to endure when God himself brings something upon us. And we tend to think, well, why, oh God, have you allowed that? Why has this happened to us? But God has various reasons for doing things. Sometimes, yes, it's discipline. He's teaching us through what we go through. Sometimes it's a chastisement. it's telling us that we're not doing what we should. It's the shepherd using the rod, wanting us to be back in the right way. Sometimes it's not because we've done anything wrong. It's because we learn. Sometimes he refines us by giving us things to have to put up with. Paul had a lot of sufferings to put up with, and he was still determined to go on serving the Saviour so that at the end he could say, I fought a good fight. So when things come along to those we love or to ourselves, and we wonder why. God knows why. And perhaps when we're in glory, we'll know why.
Yeah.
But we can trust that God knows best.
Yeah.
And we're just asked to abide in what things we've been told.
Yes.
To treasure what we've been told. Because the Lord speaks to us through his word.
Amen.